I doing here?
Who are you?
So my name is Rupali Kaujalgi. I'm a program manager on the LiveSearch API team.
And who are we here with?
Hi, I'm Stephen Moyer. So anyway, we are here because we've got some feedback that our past videos were kind of consumerish. I mean, not quite as technical as the audience expects. So we're going to go one level deeper that still appeals to a broad audience, but also has a little more technical depth than we've had in the past. So I asked Rupali, who I've worked with at different events and whatnot, to come over and actually give us a quick and dirty drill down into the magical world of APIs, right? In particular to the LiveSearch API, in particular the LiveSearch API 2.0, which launched in November, is that right?
Yes.
November.
So LiveSearch API 2.0 is our new version of the APIs.
Right.
It was launched as a part of Project Silk Road, which is a whole wide range of search ecosystem tools.
No, wait, Silk Road. What is that all about?
I'm going to go LiveSearch there.
So it's a whole range of tools which is helpful to web publishers and developers.
Mm-hmm.
And there are three main goals of Project Silk Road. The first one is, how do you drive traffic to your website?
Uh-huh.
And we offer webmaster tools to help you optimize your site. Then we have, how do you drive engagement to your site? And that's where the LiveSearch API 2.0 comes in.
Oh, got it.
And then you have, I mean, at the end of the day, you just want to know how your site is doing and how your ads are doing. And we have a bunch of tools for that as well.
Yeah, so really three big areas of Silk Road. And today we're talking about the middle one because we like to go out of order, apparently. So we're talking about the middle one, which is around engagement.
Well, that's the part that I'm an expert on.
That's true.
So you're the expert on the API 2.0.
Yep.
And it's the new hotness, right? It is what we call, in the PR nomenclature, the new hotness, meaning it's the new hot.
That's the official term.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Mm-hmm.
The new hotness, API 2.0,
yes.
Right?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, tell me about it. What specifically, this middle part, the API 2.0, what's awesome about this?
So we have four, I think, really cool features for
mm-hmm.
API 2.0. The first one is it lets you get results in a variety of formats. There's SOAP, there's XML, there's JSON, there's RSS, which is Open Search compliant.
Mm-hmm.
The second big feature
why is it important to have four formats?
It just provides flexibility to developers.
So
it depends on what technology you're using. I mean, you just want a simple HTML JavaScript application,
right.
Use JSON. It's
okay.
So easy to use it. And, I mean, we've had customers using our APIs and building their applications in a couple of hours. It's
right.
That easy
right.
To use it.
Okay.
So,
can we call it Stefan from now on, by the way, the format? JSON's so...
Sure. Yeah,
okay.
We can do that.
STFN is the new format, not JSON. It's
depends
STFN.
On how good you make me look in the video, and we'll talk about that later.
All right, so four formats, that's awesome. Second big one is?
Second big one is that we offer a lot of flexibility in how you display your results
sure.
And in the ranking of results. I think that's very different.
That's unique, right?
That's unique, exactly.
And so that means within, I can kind of scope the results to come back in one of the four formats. I can maybe reorder the results so my domain results pop to the top of the list, for example. Is that what that does?
So there are certain rules in our terms
yeah,
of use,
right.
And you can reorder results for web.
Mm-hmm.
For the rest, you cannot.
Right. Right. Okay.
So that's the second most cool feature.
Yep.
And the third one is we let you get ads through the API. The way you get ads is exactly the same way as how you would get a web or image result. It's the same endpoint. It's the same kind of call.
Uh-huh.
You can get multiple data sources in just one call. Like, you can ask for web and ads at the
right.
same time.
Or web images or web
image.
And video.
Yeah, yeah. And there's nothing different about calling an ads API. It's
that
exactly the same way.
That is actually pretty wicked cool.
Yeah.
But
wait,
nothing different from,
it.
Like, version 1.1 or nothing different from...
We actually didn't have ads in 1.1.
Oh, okay.
This is something that's totally new in 2.0. It's a pilot program, US only.
So what did you mean, nothing different?
From a developer standpoint, you can make...
The way you get the make the API call, get the results, how do you parse it, it's
yeah.
exactly the same way.
Oh, very cool.
So you have to learn additional stuff to get ads.
Yeah.
It's the same... docs, but MSDN, the same call. If it's
exactly.
Import,
yeah, all this is on MSDN, by
yeah.
the way. We have code samples, we have extensive documentation.
But we think it's more efficient to actually talk about it than you read it. So that's why we're doing this today.
We get to meet Rupali.
Exactly. Yes,
you know, the girl behind all of this.
Yeah, I always told everyone on the videos that it was just me doing all the search, that when you issued a query, that I'd actually personally respond.
Okay.
Now we're breaking that mirage because of you. So there you go.
You're the new hotness.
I did not say that, HR.
All right. And then the fourth most important thing is...
I didn't say that.
We we have no limit on the number of queries you can send us. We had a limit of 25,000 queries per day for 1.1, and we removed
that. Man, I was so breaking that.
That's important, because that means actually this API can scale out to very large applications and websites.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to worry about, oh my gosh, if I hit my API limit for the day and now my customers get shunted away.
Yeah.
You can just, as long as, we have to abide by certain terms of use, obviously.
I mean, since we launched in November, we've had a lot of momentum around Project Silk Road, and we have Facebook, you know, sending us millions of queries every day.
So that's a little bit more than 25,000.
Obviously, yeah.
Well, plus, let's not forget, too, even if you didn't actually hit that number when you first launched, as a next developer, I would be scared to actually architect my entire system around an API that I knew had inherent limitations,
yes.
Right? So I think that's why it's important, psychologically as much as actually technically, is you don't want to build a whole system, and then you get big, like stefco.net, you know, go there.
I have no idea what it is. But just the fact that it tells you that 25,
yeah.
You're going to be blocked.
Yeah,
that's probably a psychological.
Exactly.
I like that.
Yeah, so we opened it up, right?
Yeah.
I opened it up. I made the call for a weekend.
So, yeah, we have a lot of customers, big and small, using the APIs. It's very easy to use, and I can probably point you
Let's take some looks, shall we? So where should I go first to show some API hotness?
Probably should go to Facebook.
Oh, my favorite site.
What's Facebook? I've never heard of that.
It's a social networking site. I'm answering all your questions.
You really are. Look at her. She's on the ball.
All right, so we are now recording. Oh, look, there's me. Hopefully nothing's inappropriate on here. No, nothing is. Okay. So basically, Holly, if you're saying if I go to here and type in Acura, for example, I go to search web,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's the part that's powered by the
API. So now it's calling out to the magic Live Search API,
yes.
Which... before was just me. And here we are, now we have actually, this is cool, look at that. So we got sponsored sites, we've got all our rich results here as well.
Right, so what you see on the left side are the web results, and
right.
The right side are the ads that they get through the ads.
That's pretty cool. Well,
so Facebook is leveraging the API that you guys created for their search engine.
Yes.
You did this.
Yeah, she did this.
Did they give you a free Facebook account?
Well, not me personally, but...
Your team.
My awesome team. Yeah.
I have
no
idea.
Let's go check out Hotmail.
Yeah, okay, let's go check
out. Wait, you're telling me Hotmail uses our technology?
Oh,
yes.
Wait,
amazing.
I think, Rapala, you're going to have to sign with your account. I checked this yesterday. My account doesn't actually have
it. Yeah, they're still in the process
of rolling it out, right?
So,
my
it's on my account.
No quick ad.
Can you go to the new, the Compose Mail?
Sure.
Just click on it.
Maybe that's where it's at. Oh, I do have it there. I do have Quick Ad.
Woohoo!
Walk us through Quick Ad. This is very cool.
This is the Quick Ad name.
Okay.
And this is something that's totally new, currently being rolled out by Hotmail. And what you see here are a bunch of categories that you can search. But this is basically moving away from just displaying 10 blue links on your website. So what you can do, say you're going out for the evening with a friend, and you want to meet up at some restaurant. So
I want to go to Wild Ginger, because
we never use
that in demos. That's just, like, I never use it at all. So Wild Ginger.
All right, so there you go. So it's showing you a restaurant.